It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what is up? Thanks for checking us out once again. We are the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. The one spot here on the web you're going to be finding your daily fantasy discussion and news and interviews and everything else going on in the industry each and every day. My name is Dan Bach. I go by DB730. I've been a fantasy player for quite some time. And what we do here on the podcast is go over all the night's games coming up. So it's a busy night, so we got lots of stuff to discuss. The NBA has 13 games on the schedule, lots going on in college hoops, and even golf. I was inspired by Phil Mickelson's win this past week over there at Pebble Beach. I thought I would go over some golfers this weekend to put together your daily fantasy, weekly fantasy golf lineups, and you can do that over there on Draft Zone and on Draft Street. But with 13 games in the NBA, there's going to be a lot of NBA discussion, so let's jump into it right now. And we are kicking it off with the Magic and the 76ers. Jason Richardson talked about him just the other day, and he continued his hot streak, just 18 points per game now on average over the last seven games. So he's definitely somebody who is who's knocking down shots. And yeah, they can get a little bit streaky, but he is definitely on a hot streak right now. But the last game these two teams played, it was really ugly. Philly actually had their lowest point total of the year. And I don't know if we'll see the exact similar type game, but again, anytime the 76ers are out there on the court, they play some pretty tough defense. Maybe a couple of one sleeper to consider at the point guard position, Jameer Nelson. He's performed a little bit better recently and not a horrible value play tonight. And as for the 76ers, I mean, Lou Williams, he leads the team in scoring, but he's coming off the bench. And that hasn't happened since like Del Curry in the mid-90s. So tough to really pick many players from the 76ers because you just don't know who is going to come through night after night. Raptors and Spurs. The Spurs have won 8 straight games. Tim Duncan, as I mentioned yesterday, spectacular, and he continues his streak. 6 straight double-doubles, so he is getting it done. And the interesting thing is, you know, there was a lot of talk that they were going to, you know, randomly pick games to sit Duncan out. But what Popovich has decided to do this year is just cut his minutes down. So he's not playing 30 minutes a game. He's only around that 25-minute mark, but he's getting it done in those limited minutes. Manu Ginobili had 1.7 assists last night, so he's not quite back yet. I wouldn't put him in a daily lineup. But Tony Parker, he's been averaging 20 points, 6 assists versus Toronto last season, and certainly having a good year, an all-star this season. One guy for the Raptors, Jose Calderon, he's been shooting lights out. 55 points scored over the last 2 games. He's got a great-looking jumper, and you can usually count on him for a good number of assists. So he has been the one guy who you can count on for Toronto. The Celtics and the Pistons, this should be interesting because there's definitely value plays to be had in this one. The Celtics are very shorthanded. Garnett is out. Brandon Bass is out. Jermaine O'Neal is questionable. He said he's going to play, but you really don't want Jermaine O'Neal. And Michael Petras is also questionable for the game. Rajon Rondo is coming off a triple-double. I expect him to stay aggressive scoring, and I think he'll probably have a pretty good game against the Pistons here. Chris Wilcox had 21 fantasy points last game, so he's a guy who you probably could expect to get a good number of minutes. But how about Juwan Johnson as maybe a deep sleeper? In the 2 games that he's played over 20 minutes, he's had over 20 fantasy points. So he's a guy who won't cost you a whole lot and certainly could give you a good performance tonight with all the injuries. Greg Monroe only played 22 minutes yesterday. I'm sure he's going to rebound with a nice game tonight, so don't hesitate on him. And Rodney Stuckey, over 20 fantasy points in his last 6 games. So he's definitely putting it together after he was a little banged up earlier in the year. Cavaliers and Pacers, Kyrie Irving returns, so you probably got to downgrade Ramon Sessions a little bit. I think Sessions is still a good play, but I think his salary had gone up a little bit since what happened with Irving caused him to get more minutes and put up some really big numbers. He won't do that, but still a solid performer. Anderson Varejao is out, though, for the Cavaliers. Semhai Erden might get the start, but he's been useless. I mean, even when he gets minutes, he's not doing anything. Maybe Tristan Thompson gets an upgrade, but I wouldn't call it a big one. As for the Pacers, Danny Granger probably going to miss the game, got hurt yesterday, and I think that means more minutes for Dante Jones and maybe even A.J. Price. But for me, I think Paul George is the guy who gets the bump because of this. Probably going to need some more offense from George with Granger out, so maybe upgrade him today. Grizzlies and the Nets, Memphis on the road. They're just not a very good team, but luckily the Nets aren't good at home either. They're 3-10, so I think Memphis still probably has a good chance to win this game. But Deron Williams scored 24 points or more in 5 of the 6 home games. Definitely the offense runs through him, so look for him to probably have another nice night. Now, called a hunch here, but I think Marshawn Brooks gets it going. He has not been good lately, but I just have a feeling he's going to put it together and have a nice effort for the Nets. Rudy Gay's been playing well lately. Don't hesitate to play him. Although, Deshaun Stevenson, usually one of the better defenders in the league, he's kind of iffy for the game tonight. The Knicks and the Kings, this is the game that everybody's going to keep their eye on because Jeremy Lin, the story just keeps on getting better. The game-winning bucket against the Raptors yesterday in very dramatic fashion. And it's safe to say this might be the best story, not only of the year, but I've seen in the NBA in quite some time. You know, it's not strange to have undrafted free agents in the NFL or guys in Major League Baseball who are low draft picks who end up, you know, working hard and getting to that point where they're very successful. But in the NBA, rarely do you see a story like this. And he continues to do some amazing things for this Knicks team, and they keep winning. That's the key here. But my question is, how long now until Kate Upton, you know, starts knocking on Jeremy Lin's door? Because we know it's going to happen, right? I mean, he's going to have supermodels. He's going to, I mean, the fame that people are talking about, they're saying that this guy could be one of the most popular athletes in the world. Now, that's kind of skewed because of his, you know, Chinese background, and the thinking is that, you know, basketball is widely popular in China, and he could just become a worldwide star in that. Now, I'm not going to rush to that conclusion. He's played 6 games, but there's no doubt the kid can play, but it's only a matter of time before, you know, he starts getting in the limelight. But the thing about it is, he's a Harvard kid, you know? He's probably a dork. I mean, when you break it down, he's probably just a nerdy guy. So I don't think he's going to fall into the Mark Sanchez trap anytime soon. But Amari last night in his first game back, 21-9. So pretty good stats, although I watched a good bit of the game and I didn't think he played that well. So if he plays better, those stats should improve and I think is a quality play against Sacramento. Nice effort by the Kings against the Bulls yesterday. Couldn't get it done though. But DeMarcus Cousins, Marcus Thornton, Tyreek Evans all had nice games. I would be a little surprised to see them on the back end of the back-to-back to play so well. But then again, New York is in a similar situation. Maybe a sneaky play is Isaiah Thomas, averaging 20 minutes or so a game. Might get a little bit more with the back-to-back situation. Moving on now to the Thunder and the Houston Rockets. And one guy to really take a look at with the Thunder has been Serge Ibaka. He has been surging. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, that was lame, I know. 32 points, 21 rebounds, 8 blocks over the last 2 games. That's good for 31 and 38 fantasy points, respectively. I mean, when you get 8 blocks, that's big fantasy points right there. Luis Scola, he went for 28-7 in his last game against Oklahoma City, but not so hot last night, so kind of keep your eye on him. He's not an overly expensive option who I think has some good upside. Kyle Lowry finally got the scoring on track last game, but he did miss the first 2 games of the season against the Thunder with injury, so we don't really have track record to look at in that game. Bucks and Hornets, probably a pretty ugly game. I'm not really overly excited to watch it, but Chris Kaman, we'll see if he gets some more run. Huge game for him, 27-13 last time out. No word yet what the status of Emeka Okafor is, but if he's out, I think Kaman's definitely a legit play. Gustavo Ayan, also a good cheap play too. 13-9 and 3 blocks in his last game, so definitely paid for his lower price. As for the Bucks, they're not playing well at all. I mean, Carlos Delfino had a nice game last time out, but he's so inconsistent. Can't recommend him. And same with Brandon Jennings. He's just not playing well right now. Drew Gooden, the only consistent guy on that team, and he's about good for 30 fantasy points a night, so don't hesitate to play him. Bobcats and T-Wolves, DJ Augustine should return tonight. I'm guessing limited minutes, so you probably got to downrate Kemba Walker over the next foreseeable future, I should say, because Augustine is going to start. But one guy to look at is Corey Maggette. He's back, had 22 the other day. And let's face it, the Bobcats are struggling for scores, so somebody like Maggette is going to have to be more aggressive trying to get the ball to the bucket. Kevin Love, 35 points, 14 boards in the January meeting between these two. Beasley had 28 and 12. Obviously, two good plays tonight. Luke Ridenour was out last game. Some people got a little cute playing Martell Webster, and that did not work out for you. I think J.J. Barea is getting those extra minutes, and maybe even Beasley will slide over to that off-guard position, and they'll go big. So I would probably avoid Martell Webster tonight if Ridenour is out again. Dallas going for the fifth straight win against the Nuggets, and they're playing like most of the people expected them to play. And it all starts with Dirk Nowitzki, 25 points per game through his last six. And Dirk went for 25-9 in the last game against Denver, and don't hesitate on him whatsoever. Aaron Aflalo averaging 20 points a game since Gallinari went out for the Nuggets. And also Ty Lawson, definitely been picked up his scoring, 44 points over the last two, including 27 in Denver's last visit to Dallas. Kenneth Faried, very interesting guy to consider tonight. He is super cheap, especially on FanDuel. With Nene and Timothy Mozgov out, could be a good option. Had a nice game the other day. And Kostas Koufos, still decent too, if you're looking for some cheap value plays. The Hawks in the Suns. And Steve Nash, random night off last night, surely screwed many a fantasy owners like myself yesterday. But the guy who I really love in this matchup is Josh Smith. Phoenix does not defend big men all that well. I think it was David Lee had a huge game the other day. Carlos Boozer has had a nice game against Phoenix. So I think there's a good chance Josh Smith puts up some really big numbers in this one, so I like him. Joe Johnson, you're risking it if you go this route. Had another crappy game yesterday, very hit and miss. I think I'd probably just avoid him. As for the Suns, Gortat, Channing Frye, two decent plays, although Atlanta does not play that bad a defense, so I don't think you have to go the Phoenix route with so many different games to choose from tonight. A couple of guys in this one, though, I would certainly consider. Trailblazers and the Warriors. LaMarcus Aldridge out for Portland. And how lovely is it, when you go into the final 2 days of a weekly league like you got on Draft Street, you got an 80-point lead, and you've got the same number of games to play. You're like, man, it's in the bag, no problem. Except I have LaMarcus Aldridge, so yeah. Now it's going to be sweat time, which pretty much sucks. But welcome. You know, the fantasy gods just don't like me right now. What can I say? But LaMarcus Aldridge out for Portland, and it looks like, just looking at the box score, they went small with Wesley Matthews. He played a lot of minutes yesterday, and Nick Batum got the start, made the most of it, scoring 33 points. So I think either of those two guys are good options tonight. John Wall and Nick Young went off for Washington against Portland. So you have to think that Monte Ellis and Steph Curry can do the same. So both of those quality plays tonight. Monte had been averaging 32 points a game against Portland in the last four before he struggled in their game on January 25th. So I think that was probably an aberration. I think he'll probably come back and have a big one tonight. But with Monte Ellis, you never know. He'll go for 60 or he'll go for 12. Just the way he is. Last game, Wizards and the Clippers. If you want to take a stud tonight, I think Blake Griffin's probably a pretty good idea. If you look at his numbers, he had 21 points in three quarters against the Wizards. He was dominating that game. They just had it was just blowout central. He also had a triple-double against them last year, so he has great numbers against the Wizards. Caron Butler has also been playing better, and I think he's the guy who really going to get the biggest bump with Chauncey Billups out. As for the Wizards, they got a win on the road against Portland. Very surprised that happened. They're playing better. I don't really expect them to have another great effort tonight. This could be a blowout, but who knows? They're playing better. JaVale McGee, three straight games with 30-plus fantasy points, and John Wall averaging 23 points per game against the Clippers in his career, while Chris Paul only 9.5 points per game in the last four against the Wizards. So I hate to say avoid Chris Paul tonight because those could be kind of fluky numbers. You never know. But again, on a day with 13 games, you've got lots of options out there at the point guard position. So that's the rundown of the NBA tonight. As I always say, best of luck in your games.
Four.
That was a fine shot.
Oh! I should have yelled two.
Why don't we walk this off, sir?
Oh!
Yeah, after Phil had that great win last week, I said, you know what, why'd we skip golf? Let's get back into the PGA Tour. Another tournament tonight, or this week, at the Northern Trust Open. Got it over there at Draft Zone, and of course, Draft Street has all sorts of action, including guaranteed prize pool tournaments. So here's some guys I think you need to take a look at when you're putting your fantasy golf rosters together. I really like Adam Scott. This guy definitely put his game together towards the end of last year. This is his first start in the States, and over his last 11 starts in the U.S., 7 top 10s, and including he had a win in a second place earlier in his career at this course. So Adam Scott's going to be one of your more expensive options out there, but he's a guy I expect to have a good week. Another guy is KJ Choi. You love consistency, and I always say this, you want guys who make the cut, because if you miss those 2 days of action, it's going to cost you. I mean, I was in a tournament this past week. I had Phil Mickelson, I had the winner, but I had like 3 guys miss the cut. It absolutely killed me. So this is the route I think you need to go. KJ Choi, he has never missed a cut in 11 appearances. Also, 4 top 10s in this tournament. So that's the kind of consistency I'm looking for. I like KJ Choi this week. Also, Patrick Cantlay. This guy is an amateur, and some people are saying he's the best amateur since Tiger Woods. Out there at UCLA, this course is not too far down the road. He's familiar with it. And I think, especially for the value, he does not cost all that much in terms of his salary. So I think Patrick Cantlay could be a good cheap option, as even though he's an amateur, don't worry about it. This kid can definitely swing it. So I like him this week. And the last guy to consider, I'm not going to go this route, but I know a lot of people are, and that's Freddie Couples. There's just something about taking this old guy with all these young bombers out there. And, you know, people talk about track record, and it definitely is important. But when they say, oh, yeah, Fred Couples has won on this course twice, and then you look back and it was like in the early 90s or something, you're like, hey, that doesn't matter. He has, you know, obviously very familiar with the course, but I'm going to kind of pass on the old guy because I know a lot of people are going to go that route. But it should be an interesting tournament. Luke Donald, last year's player of the year, he is back. First tournament for him this year. Jason Day, Sergio Garcia, all these guys are making their first start of the season. So it'll be definitely an entertaining tournament. And Phil Mickelson is playing in this one. And people would say, why wouldn't you consider Phil? You know, I would consider him. But the problem with Phil is he's either been really good or really bad, meaning he's winning tournaments or missing cuts. I really don't like that inconsistency, because you can't spend that much of your salary cap on a guy like Phil and have him not make the cut. Not saying that will happen, but I think you risk it a little bit more with a guy like him. So that's a quick rundown on golf. Again, check it out, Draft Street, Draft Zone. Time for me to say thanks to my good friends at Daily Joust, sponsor here of the podcast, and running those solo survivor tournaments. I was eliminated after day one of this last one. Ouch. I know, just absolutely miserable. But it was a big day in college hoops for me, and the 100-point barrier, not that hard to hit in college basketball. So if you like college hoops, go on over there, play those solo contests, and it's an easy way, in my estimation, to win some money and not have to worry about playing the big-time opponents. Also, Super Joust 2, we're still a couple of months away until the tournament, so plenty of time for you to earn your spot into it. They are running tournaments nightly and also in NBA and NHL that will get you an entry into the Super Joust, so don't miss out on that. And of course, the one thing I really like about their site is the versatility that you can find. You can make your own 50-50 contest. You can do different salary cap levels and different number of people on it, and one of a few sites out there that gives you the option of building the 50-50s to your specifications that you like. So just one of the wonderful things about their site, and they've been a great sponsor here, the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. We thank them for that, so check them out, dailyjoust.com. Last thing I want to hit up on tonight is some college basketball, a whole ton of games to consider, and again, you got it on FanDuel, you got it on Draft Street, you got it on Daily Joust. Scoring a little bit different on all three, so definitely take a look at that before you jump in and start playing. Here are some guys, though, I think that have big games, and anybody who's been playing Daily Fantasy College Hoops knows this. When DePaul is playing, take whoever they're playing. because DePaul does not play any defense. And they're playing a team in Connecticut tonight that, yeah, they could blow them out. But I think there's certainly going to be good opportunity for a lot of these players on Connecticut. Jeremy Lamb. I mean, Andre Drummond is a beast down low. He has not been playing great, but right now DePaul doesn't guard anybody in the post. So I think you can definitely consider him tonight. And even Alex Oriaki, he's the other big-time center that they have on that team. I think he could put up some good numbers, and he's probably even cheaper than Drummond is going to be. But Boatwright, Napier, you can consider all these guys on Connecticut. Great plays tonight in college basketball, no question about that. The other game I think I'm very interested in is Indiana and Northwestern. Northwestern doesn't play a whole lot of defense, but the thing I love about them is they're really stuck in their rotation, meaning, you know, they only play a certain number of guys. They're not a real deep team. So you know John Cherna, as ugly as he plays, is going to put up big numbers for you. But the guy I like, Cody Zeller and Christian Watford, those are the two guys for Indiana I think are going to come up and have big games. If you look at Zeller, statistically the last couple, he's really been getting it done. With 22 points and 5 boards, 16 points, 8 boards, 11 points, 12 boards, and 26 and 4. So he has been playing very well for Indiana. And I think Watford, his game is kind of similar to that of Robbie Hummel. And Hummel just went off against Northwestern the other day. So the Wildcats don't play great defense. But so I think that's obviously a good reason to consider a couple players from Indiana tonight. Another game to be on the lookout, Miami and North Carolina. The value play in this one is a guy named Shane Larkin for Miami. He has been playing a little bit better, but most importantly, this game is in Miami, and he averages about 6 fantasy points higher at home than he does on the road. And yeah, he didn't have a great game last time out, but overall for the price and what is suspected to be a somewhat high-scoring game, I mean, North Carolina likes to get it up and down the court. I think he's your best option. Yeah, they've got Kenny Kaji, they got Reggie Johnson, but both of those guys, they can't compete with the size of Zeller and Henson, who are probably good plays in their own right for North Carolina tonight because they should have a huge advantage down low on the glass and in the paint. But I like Shane Larkin for a value play for the University of Miami. And last game to look at, Missouri and Oklahoma State. Denman's been unbelievable for Missouri lately, and he lights it up. There's no question about it. Marcus Denman, look at his stats here recently. He has gone for 16, 25, 29. The only problem with him is a lot of times he doesn't really fill up the stat sheet. Yes, last game he did all right with 5 rebounds and 6 assists, but the game before that, 1 rebound, 0 assists. So even though he scored 25 points, he only had 26 fantasy points in that matchup, at least on Draft Street. But here's a guy who is very good at home, averaging 29 fantasy points a game. So you might want to consider him, although he's a pretty expensive option. But another cheapo guy to consider is Michael Cobbins of Oklahoma State. He brings a little size, a little beef to the lineup for them, and that's the one place that Missouri, I think they can get beaten, is down in the paint a little bit. I don't know if Cobbins is going to have a huge game, but again, for the price, I think he can pay himself off so you can get some more of the higher price guys. And in this game, LeBrian Nash, you might remember, this guy went off in their win against Missouri, but I wouldn't suspect him to have the same game on the road at Mizzou this time. He's not really a risk because he's going to chuck shots and probably end up with some decent fantasy points, but don't expect another like 35, 40-point effort from him in this game. So that's the rundown of college hoops, and that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Thank you for checking us out. Please follow us on Twitter, @RotoGrinder. Subscribe to us on iTunes. And if you got any feedback on the podcast, send it my way, dan@rotogrinders.com. Till tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great night. Best of luck in your matchups, and we will do it again in the morning. Have yourself a good one.